As Tara testified, what a blessing it is to see young people grow in the Lord. Not young maybe in age, but young in the Lord, to see them grow. And it is so inspiring to see a church on fire, working for God and trying to get our people in before it's too late. Remind me at the end of the service to talk about tomorrow's funeral service, all right, for Brother Bill. In the book of Galatians, in the 4th chapter, is where we'll be reading from tonight for just a few minutes of time. There's already been enough said and done here that if people really wanted to get right with God, you could have already done it. If you really wanted to seek the Lord, He's in our midst. And when He's in the midst, no matter what ails you, you're able to find your peace in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, tonight. But in the book of Galatians, in the 4th chapter, go with me if you would, and start reading at verse 1 down through verse 7. Galatians 4. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all, but is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. Even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because ye are sons, God hath sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. And start reading there with that 7th verse. And I'd like to use for a text tonight while you pray for us about the fullness of the time. The fullness of time. The Scripture, Paul was telling us here that we, each and every one of us, was once under the bondage of the elements of this world, meaning that the world system and religious system, and that we were, even though, as we preached a few weeks ago, until we came to the age of accountability, God watched over us and protected us. And if death had come, we would have went home to be with the Lord. But once we come to the age of accountability, then we have to stand for ourselves and what we have done with God, our personal choice. And he tells us here that while they was under the law, they was looked after by many different ones. But when they came of age, then they were no longer treated as a servant, but as a son, an heir of God. But he said that when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth His Son. God sent Jesus into this world at the right time. The fullness of time had come. Between Malachi and Matthew, the time that was there, there was a time that there was no word from God because of this world system that he had talked about, the world elements that had taken place before that, in that even the religious community had become so corrupt that they would offer up sacrifices unto God that was not acceptable unto God. They would offer up the lame and the blind, those that had broken bones and those that weren't as valuable, is what they would take and offer up. And like Eli's sons, they would take of that sacrifice that was brought to them, instead of it being burnt with fire, they would boil it in water so that they would have more to go around after the sacrifice had been offered. The world had corrupted the religious system. The law had become of no effect. And God, this was not an afterthought, but this was a forethought. God knew at the beginning of time that it was going to take more than just a sacrifice of animals to make a way for man to get to heaven. And here Paul said to the Galatian church that when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his son made of a woman, made under the law. Because Christ said, I did not come to destroy the law, but I come to fulfill the law. Because the law is the schoolmaster that brings us to the knowledge of sin. You say, do you still believe in the law today? Most certainly we do. Because it teaches us. But at the right time, has anybody ever wondered why God waited so long for something you praying for or something that happened in times past? God's got a timetable. And nobody is going to change God's plan. And when the time had come, God said, it's time for my son to go into a sin-filled world to fulfill the law that there might be a way made for man to get from earth to glory. Because in the book of Revelations it says, and there was a cry that went out through all of heaven because there was none found worthy to open the seals of the book thereof. But thank God there was one, hallelujah, that said, Father, I'll go and I'll be born into a sin-filled world, born of a woman under the law at the time that is appointed, that there may be a way for man to have a right to the tree of life and know that they pass from sin unto life. And at the fullness of time, at the right place, there was a babe born in Bethlehem. The angel said, hallelujah. The world said, who is this? But those that had read the book knew. Simeon said, Lord, now let us thy servant depart in peace. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation. They had been looking for him to come for years and years. Ever since they had heard about this man that was going to come from God. In fact, going back to the book of Genesis in the 3rd chapter, where the first prophecy was given, that there was going to come a Messiah that would destroy the devil, put him in his place, and take back his people, that they would not have to die and go to hell for eternity. And throughout all of the law and the prophets, there was not one that was found that could keep even the fullness of the law. But out of the wilderness came a man crying, prepare ye the way, because there is one that's coming after me whose shoe latches. I'm not worthy to bow down and tie, but I indeed baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the fire and the Holy Ghost. In the fullness of time, God sent his beloved son to walk through this world, to be ridiculed, to be mocked and made fun of, to be talked about, to be stones thrown at him, and even to suffer like no man had ever suffered. In the fullness of time, God knew that there had to be a lamb that would be sacrificed on Calvary's hill so that you and I could stand in a Baptist church on a Sunday night and feel the presence of the Holy Ghost come down and know that we've been redeemed by the blood that was shed there. In the fullness of time, not only did he die, but in the fullness of time, at the right day. And let me back up for just a minute. All of this had been prophesied. This was not just some after plan. This was in God's plan. It had been prophesied. It had been told about. And in the fullness of time, Jesus died on Calvary's cross. But he told them there, he said, don't you worry about me, because I have the power to lay it down and I have the power to raise it up. You destroy this temple and in 3 days I'll build it back up. And sure, in the fullness of time, on the 3rd and appointed morning, just like he said he would, the stone was rolled away. Way, and our Lord was alive and well, and praise God tonight, he is still alive and well today. In the fullness of time, they worshiped him back in that, under the law with incense and with the offering up of the animals that had been sacrificed. But he said, when I go away, he said, I'll pray the Father and he'll send you the Comforter. In the fullness of time, on the day of Pentecost, in the book of Acts, in the first chapter, they was gathered in the upper room and they was waiting to be endued with power from on high. In the second chapter, here it come like a mighty rushing wind, and they began to preach in all tongues, heard them in their own tongue. 3,000 souls that was saved because the Holy Ghost come. Can I preach today? These people are still being saved because the Holy Ghost talks to men and women. Oh, in the fullness of time, God seen a little 11-year-old boy. I'm not going to be much longer. In the fullness of time, he saw a little 11-year-old boy sitting in the back of the church house. Some of you stand up when it was on a Monday or Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or Saturday, or Sunday. Mine was a Saturday night. In the fullness of time, I heard a knock at my heart's door like I had never witnessed before. But thank God, the best thing I ever did do was when I stepped out and received Jesus Christ as my Lord and my Savior, and he saved my dying soul, and he made me a fit subject for his kingdom today. You see, I'm not perfect, but there's a part down below the collarbone that is perfect inside and out, and it's going home very shortly to be with the Lord. In the fullness of time, I just got two more and I'll close. In the fullness of time, just like on Wednesday, Brother Bill got a call. Just like today at 10 minutes till 12, Sister Trula got a call. One day, I'm going to get a call. And I'm going to have to say so long to family and friends. But don't you weep for me as one that left here with no hope. Because I'm telling you tonight, I know for sure. There's a lot of things I'm not sure about. But Brother Wayne, there is one thing I am sure about. When I cease to roam on these hillsides here below, and I've drawn my last breath, and I've sang my last song, I've preached my last message, you'll find me somewhere in glory around the throne of God. Amen. I believe it was Wednesday night, or maybe last Sunday, I told the church in a message, I said it like this, that when you get to heaven and you hear a loud screeching, shouting person on the other side, you better look, because it might just be me around the throne of God praising him for saving and redeeming a sinner like I, that I would not have to die and go to hell, but I get to walk around the streets of glory, lift up my hands and praise the Lamb of God who made it possible that I could be saved. In the fullness of time, I know we've got a lot of bad news. There's a lot of things that's going on. But this keeps me going. In the fullness of time, we shall hear a trumpet sound declaring that time shall be no more. You say, Roger, what if you're dead? In the fullness of time, we shall hear a trumpet sound. Oh, whether we're alive or we're dead, we will hear a trumpet sound. And I often put this in because I appreciate the debt that many of our soldiers paid on our behalf. But whether they're buried on foreign soil or buried in the depths of the sea, or as we was talking, ladies, before church tonight, if they take my body and they cremate it, and you say there'll be nothing left. Well, we used to talk about, the prophet said it like this, these dead bones, they shall live again. When bones began to move, they got troubled about it. And when the prophet died and they laid him in a grave that was there by another man, his bones touched that man's bones, and that man got up out of the grave. Oh, hallelujah. When God's trumpet sounds in the fullness of time, you say, could it happen today? I don't know when it's going to happen, but God said, watch ye and be ready at any time the trump of God shall sound, declaring that time shall be no more. The graves are going to burst open. The sea and the oceans are going to give up their dead. And those that's even been cremated, think about this. Their bodies are going to be come back together. They're going to get up out of the ground. God's going to bring with them their soul, because you might burn the body, but you cannot burn the soul. He's going to bring them with him in the fullness of time. And we're going to leave this world shouting like we've never shouted before, because we've been released from the bonds that hold us here in this old world. In the fullness of time, God made it so every one of us would be able to stand and testify that we know God. And God knows us. Get us a song. That's enough preaching for an old man. God has been good to us. In the fullness of time. How many of you think your time is about spent? How many of us believe that time on this earth is about spent? It wouldn't surprise me if he don't come today, because of all the things that's going on. In fact, everything that's going on is a fulfillment of the prophecy of God's word. Every bit of it. And when he said, when you see these things come to pass, you better look toward the eastern sky. You say, Roger, I've heard that ever since I was a young child. So have I. Wayne, I used to sit by your daddy, and we would amen that type of preaching together. He's outstripped us and gone on. You see, can I preach a few more minutes? I feel like my life is so blessed, because I have been able to worship with so many good brothers and sisters along this journey. Yeah. Some of them that used to sit there or there or there, right there. Right over there where Charlene is at, where Sister Ball used to sit. Or right there where Brother Herman and Brother Harvey used to sit. Or right there where Barb and Odd is, where Barb's mother used to sit. And right there on the second pew is where Carlene's mama used to sit. I've got so many good memories. One day, after a while, we'll get to see them again on the other side, and we'll never depart. How many of you are thankful for your Christian upbringing? Billy, you see, I've been blessed to know some mighty good men and women in the Lord. But what scares me is that there's none or very few coming behind them to fill the vacancies that's been made. But let me preach tonight to you. I have seen God move in young lives. I've seen God move in people's lives that have stepped up like they've never stepped up before. In this fullness of time, it's time for all of us to be about our Father's business, because time is running out. Don't wait until you get old, but do what the Lord lays on your heart, and you will be the better for it. You may be talked about and laughed at, but you can go to bed at night saying, if I don't see the dawning of another day, I'll make it home to be at the Lord. And if I get up tomorrow and they do the same thing to me, God said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, but I'll be with you always, even to the end of this world. Tonight, while we stand, they sing a verse of a song. Has your fullness of time come? God put anything on your heart tonight? If he has, you ought to follow the Lord. Follow the Lord. Will there be a next time? Yeah. Will grace be sufficient? Oh, how will I know when it's my time? God will let you know. Yes. Listen to that. The past is a promise that I'll have all that I need. Yes. Listen to this. Go back to the moment He saved me. Yes. Yes. Every prayer. Yes, He's answered. Hallelujah. That almost make a Baptist want to preach some more about anything. The Lord's got it under control tonight. I'll have everything that I need. Listen at these testimonies tonight. How many of you got all that you need in Christ Jesus our Lord? Amen. I've got everything I need to make me happy. For I have Jesus to show me the way. Tonight it's been a good place to be all day. I appreciate the Lord. I said, let me remind me to tell you about Brother Bill and the service tomorrow. I don't know what songs they need, so I need, or what they want done. So I need everybody that can come out and be with us. It may be choir singing tomorrow. It really don't matter. We just need everybody that can be here to lift them up in our prayers and try our best to help them at this time in their lives. So if you can come out tomorrow, 11 o'clock is when the service starts. 9 o'clock visitation starts. So if you can come out tomorrow, please. I know that Mamie and the girls and their families would be awful appreciative of everything that's said and done. And we just have to help each other along. Another one that's outstripped us and gone on. But we shall see him again when we shall make that same crossing in just a few more days. Anybody got anything on your heart before we close? Yes. Yes.
It didn't start just yesterday.
No.
Jacob, when he get out there, things go wrong. What the Lord does, he said, let's go back.
Yeah.
Let's go back to Bethlehem.
Yes.
Let's go back where we really come in contact with God. Let's go back and renew. Let's go back and renew that covenant.
Amen.
Let's go back and see if God's still there waiting for us. Many times we have to go back, don't we? Yep. And Satan will get out here and hinder and get us in trouble, get us worried, and all these things. We got to go back.
Yeah.
Go back. The devil will tell you not saved.
Yeah.
Your devil will tell you you're spinning your wheel, you're not saved.
Yes.
You have got what you need. Praise God. I'm glad we can go back.
Yes, Lord.
I'm glad we can go back for the story. I'm glad we can go back right where that it happened. Right where it come in. Right, and said, just find the newness. He said, come back, and I'll refresh.
Yes.
Praise God. I'm glad we can go back.
Amen.
I'm glad we can.
Amen. God bless you.
Sister Loretta Anderson has yes. today amputated tomorrow at Mercy Anderson. So if any of you all are overseeing
Yeah, in case y'all didn't hear, Sister Loretta Anderson, you said right there,
yeah.
Her and Kenny, and she's having a leg amputated tomorrow over at Mercy Anderson, right above the knee, if I understand correctly. But let's remember her in our prayers. And if you're out and about and God lays it on your heart, and I know you won't see her tomorrow because she'll be in surgery and then pack you probably for most of the day. But you can certainly pray for her,
yeah,
and ask God to be with her and help her. It's good to have Jim Willardine with us tonight. And I appreciate them. He said that this he comes to visit and we try to run him over in the parking lot. And I told him, I said, the reason why I tried to run you over is so that we could bury you up here and not down there. I want to keep him close by so I keep an eye on him. Amen. But it's good to have them with us, and do pray for this week. It's going to be a busy week. And let's pray one for another and ask God to help our brothers and sisters. All hearts and minds clear. Right, 25th, 26th, and 27th. That's a Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So let's read. And the 28th. 28th is our friends and family day. That's a conflict. God bless. Yeah. Yes, God bless you, Jim. Amen. All right. Everybody, have a good evening. Have a good week. And just keep remembering, God is still on the throne. He's still in charge. Regardless of what we see out in this world, God is still in charge. And he's about to show the devil how powerful he really is when he puts him in his place for all eternity. God bless you. And come out tomorrow if you can. Be praying about, I don't know if it'll be Thursday or Friday, but as soon as we know, we'll let you know about Sister Trula's arrangements as well. God bless you today.